It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He is a busy man. I don't think the governor's only focused on the trade deadline on Tuesday. I'm going to call that a hunch. How you doing, Gov?
That's definitely on my mind, though. It's definitely on my mind. Especially after last week.
Governor, how are you, sir? Thank you for making time for us.
Oh, man, it's always good to be with you guys, man. Always good to be with you. But, yeah, last week was a hard week for me, though.
I'm sure.
It was, but some salvation through a Hail Mary. How about that?
Woo! I tell you, the fact that had it not been for Jaden Daniels, I would have gone over last week makes me love this kid even more, man. I mean, and I got to tell you, I wasn't at the stadium, and I know y'all were. I mean, what was it like at that stadium that day?
I'm going to tell you, go back a few years ago when you won the governorship in Maryland. How you felt, that's how we felt.
It was wild. It was absolutely wild. And, Gov, here's the good news. You had a rough week last week. Nobody had the Ravens losing to the Browns. Sometimes these are crazy things. You're still 25-16 on the year. So you're doing pretty damn well.
Pretty well. No, we're doing okay, but we got some makeup to do this week.
Well, why don't we start with the team that has some making up to do in the Ravens? They now have losses against the Browns and the Raiders. Obviously, their high is really high, but that low can get low, and they've got the Broncos coming to town.
And, you know, and honestly, it's one of the things that I think the Ravens, and this is not just this year, this is something that as Ravens fans, we've always had to deal with this historically, is the games that should be gimmies are the ones that end up surprising us. The games that, you know, are like, oh, that's going to be a really tough game, or we're probably going to lose that one, are the games that we, you know, beat the team by 30 points. Yeah. It's just something that goes on. There's no way we should have lost to the Browns. But also, we talked about it, where I think the Browns last week were riding on a high of having a new quarterback. And I think Jameis Winston, you know, should get a lot of credit. Yeah. The Broncos, Broncos are interesting because Bo Nix actually has been balling. Yeah. He's putting together some real games right now. I also don't know that despite the fact that he really is whipping the ball around and that type of thing. If the Ravens defense come correct this week, it's just going to be very, very complicated for them to have the kind of repeat appearances. I think the Ravens being at home and having that fan energy and getting that, you know, home cooked meal again is going to matter in all this. And truthfully, nobody still, even in that loss against the Browns, no one has yet to figure out Derrick Henry. Yeah. And I mean, this dude, he has like 1,000 yards already. Wow. I mean, like, there's no other running back in the NFL, and I think I'm right on this, has even had 800.
That's
so
crazy.
So you have not, no one has figured out the Derrick Henry equation. The Broncos haven't figured out anybody's running game equation. And so I'm betting on my guys, man. I'm betting on the Ravens coming out and pull us off at home.
All right. That's a pretty safe place to be. It's wild. Derrick Henry has 946 yards through eight games.
It's 46? Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
All right, let's keep it going, Governor. Tough one here. I think this could be a great game. The Lions are surging, heading up to Green Bay, Lambeau Field, Lions-Packers.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably going to be the game of the week. And I know that since it's in Green Bay, they've got the line is at the Packers. Are going to take it. The only thing I'll say about that is the Packers are pretty beat up right now. And I look at things like, you know, what's the health report for the teams? And when you have questions of whether or not just is Love or Jacobs going to be playing, but even if they get in there, are they at 100%? And now, Glenn, I think Jordan Love legit is, even if he's at 80%, is still better than half of the quarterbacks in the NFL. The only problem with that, though, is that that's good enough to beat half of the teams in the NFL. That's not good enough to beat the Lions.
Yeah.
The Lions are hot. and the Lions are still playing, you know, they're still playing good football right now. And so I think that the Lions are able to go on the road and able to surprise the folks and get this win.
I think it'd be a big one. And the way the Lions run the ball is just so impressive.
They will run. And then when they're passing it, they're physical.
That's right. They're just a physical team.
Yes.
I had to pull this up just because you mentioned it. Derrick Henry leads the NFL in rushing attempts, rushing yards, rushing touchdowns, the longest rush of the year, the average rush per attempt. His YPC is 6.5, he leads the NFL in rushing yards per game at 118.
That's a quarterback in college.
That is crazy.
That's right. No, listen, what the Ravens are doing right now is kind of like playing on Madden. I mean, it's video game stuff. But one thing I will give, you know, Derrick Henry is great. Don't get me wrong. But part of the reason that he is putting up these kind of numbers is not just because of the offensive line. You've also got to give credit to Zay and Lamar, and they keep the defense honest because you can't just stack the box.
Yeah.
If you stack the box against this, I mean, like Lamar will within four passes will have an 80-yard drive. I mean, so you can't play that game with the Ravens. So, you know, so Derrick Henry's a monster, and he really is like an alien. I mean, the dude is just ridiculously big and fast and strong. Yet at the same time, part of the reason he's having such a great year so far is the other offensive weapons. And we just added, we just added another weapon last week.
Yeah.
We keep defenses honest. And I think that's what's giving him a lot of flexibility.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it against the Commanders, right? In the first half, they sold out to stop Henry. Zay Flowers carved him up. Second half, they changed things up, and then Henry was able to get loose. We are talking with Maryland Governor Wes Moore. 25-16 on the year is the Gov in his NFL picks. He's cooking. So far, he's got the Ravens beating the Broncos, the Lions going on the road to beat the Packers at Lambeau. I don't think there's much contest on this. Cowboys in Atlanta against the Falcons.
Yeah, the Falcons win this one. I'm done. Sure, listen, I never root for the Cowboys, but there was a little trend that I was having for a while where I was like, but I think they might win, and they just keep losing, so I'm done. Not only am I rooting against them, I now think they're going to lose too. So the Falcons win this one.
Gotcha. Okay, easy one there. This one I think is a little tricky because their offense might be back with Tua back. Dolphins going to Buffalo.
Mm.
This one is tricky. And I'm going with the Dolphins on it because I think that the Dolphins have just shown they are just a different team with Tua under center. Most importantly, Tyreek Hill is a different player when Tua is in there. When Tua is in there, Tyreek Hill is maybe one of the scariest, not even maybe, he is one of the scariest players in the NFL.
That's true.
And when Tua is not in there, he is I mean, average is a kind way of putting it. And I think we saw that for these games that Tua has been out. So I think Tua knocked off a lot of rust from last week. I think he comes back with a chip on his shoulder. I think he comes back to show that he's back and he's ready. And I think the Dolphins understand what a big game that this one is. And the Bills, you know, again, not a horrible record, but they just haven't really beaten anybody good. I mean, their last wins are the Titans and the Jets and the Seahawks. So I'm just not convinced that they can actually beat a team that when they're clicking on all cylinders is really good, like the Dolphins. So I think the Dolphins go up to Buffalo and surprise them.
All right. I like that pick a lot.
All right.
Last one, sir. Your 6-2 Washington Commanders going to the Meadowlands to take on the Giants. And it should be noted, the old Meadowlands was a stadium, and then they built a brand new one right next door to it. Just for happenstance, I thought I'd throw that out there.
I know. Listen, I'm just saying.
All right, Gov. Commanders at Giants.
Yeah, you mean the 7-2 Commanders?
Ooh,
they. I mean, they can go up if they want. They don't have to. I mean, this is going to be an easy one for them. You know, I think that the Giants are just one of the more confused and confusing teams in the NFL. I think that the Giants really have not found an identity, and I think they're going against a team that has very quickly found an identity, and I think that matters, especially when you get in towards the middle of the year. Like this, and especially they're riding on a high after last week's game. So this is not the 6-2 Commanders. This is the 7-2 Commanders.
I love the confidence, Governor. All right, we got you. Ravens, Lions, Falcons, Dolphins, Commanders.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Did you dress up for Halloween?
Oh yeah.
As what?
Oh yeah. Oh, the Halloween's a big thing in our family, man.
Okay.
Every year we come up with different things. We've gone with everything from sports legends to Hamilton to the Wiz, and yesterday we were to Jefferson.
That's awesome.
George and Wheezy.
That's awesome. I'm gonna find
I wish I could have seen that.
I assume you got pictures on Instagram or something, right? I'm gonna find this.
Absolutely. We got a whole tribute going up. Get ready.
Oh, that's awesome. Governor, I know you're busy. I appreciate you making time for us, sir. Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate y'all, man. Talk to you soon.
All right, okay. Be cool.
Maryland Governor Westmore, 25-16 making picks, dressing up as the Jeffersons, which is hysterical. He's got Ravens, Lions, Falcons, Dolphins, Commanders. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.